Good morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. This is going to be the vacation edition. I'm straying off my usual this morning. I'm actually up in Utah for another softball tournament, and I guess this is kind of my summer vacation, which I enjoy. I mean, I'm in a beautiful town here and a nice little like a lodge resort with in a nice room. So it's been good. A little bit different for me than my usual driving around, and just felt the need to get up and put a podcast out this morning. So this morning, what I want to talk about is control. That's something I have a major issue with, and I've had it a lot, my whole life. And when I say control, it doesn't even always mean that, like, everybody in my life has to. I'm not necessarily controlling. Maybe sometimes I am, because again, I kind of had this affinity for, if everything in my external surroundings is not perfect, then I have a hard time being comfortable. And that could be anything, you know, whether it's, you know, how my kids are acting, health, a perception of something. It's interesting. So on our way up here, this was a pretty long drive. It was about 11-hour drive. I was having some anxiety and having a hard time, and I think it had to do with, I think anxiety, a lot of times, at least for me, has to do with control. I want to be able to control every situation I'm in. And I'm not always a aggressive person. I'm not a confrontational type person. So I struggle with the control because I want things to go my way. Like, I want my kids to, you know, if one of my kids says, oh, I have a stomachache, I automatically, like, want, I'll keep asking them, like, every, you know, 5-10 minutes, how you feeling now, because I want everything to get back to normal, or my perceived normal, so that I can feel calm again. And that's a control issue, because there is no normal, in my opinion. There's only perceived normal. And I think that people that have a hard time with control or anxiety, that's one of their major issues. And I know it is for me, because I want to run the show all the time. I want to have that perfect amount of money in the bank. I want to look the right way where they, you know, I mean, I'm the kind of person where I actually will figure out my outfits for a week. You know, I'll look at, like, I'm on vacation right now, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to wear this shirt today because I want to wear this shirt tomorrow. And I actually plan it out. And it's just funny, and I'm not saying that if you do that there's something wrong with you. That isn't what I'm saying. But again, I'm the type of person that I want everything to just be A, B, and C so that I can feel normal. And I have, and it's not even that I'm like this OCD obsessive person when it comes to, like, organization and all that. I mean, a lot of times my house isn't that clean, and you know, my garage can get out of hand, and my backyard kind of looks like crap right now. That's super hot now, so I don't even want to be back there. But, you know, when it comes to work, you know, sometimes there'll be some jobs hanging out there. And again, there's nothing wrong with, you know, being organized, making sure your ducks are in a row. And I mean, that's, I try to teach my kids that, you know, plan ahead, get to places early. Again, that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. This control thing that I'm talking about is more like a feeling of, like, if it's not the way I think it should be, and that covers a broad range, then I can't focus. And on the ride up here, I almost made myself, like, sick in a way, because I was like, part of it was I was doing this fasting diet all last week, and I think, you know, with the change of altitude and not having enough carbs in me, I think it kind of made me lightheaded when we started going up in elevation. But the anxiety of not seeming like I'm in control, it's like, creates things in me. It creates stomach aches. It creates headaches. When we got here on Sunday, I was so amped up and just like, I had to just relax, and they have this really nice shower here, and I just sat down in it, listened to some music, and I've been doing that every night actually, and realizing that being in control is an illusion, you know, because we're never really in control in a sense of like the external things around us. I mean, there might be this perception that, you know, I have the right amount of money in the bank. Well, there might be some foreseen thing that you don't even, this unforeseen thing that's coming that you don't even know about. I mean, you might have a $500,000 in the bank and all of a sudden you're getting ready to retire, and then what happened in 2008, 2009, the economy drops and the value of yours goes down to 100,000 and you can't retire. I mean, there's no real control. And I think, like for me, you know, I want my kids to be a certain way, act a certain way, never have any sickness or hell, you know, and to me, it's not even I don't want my kids to be sick because I don't want to see them sick. I mean, I definitely don't want to see them sick. But it's more, I think, for me, because I can be so self-centered that if there's something that's out of line of what I think should be, like, I have this plan, like, hey, we're going to go do this today, but now my kid has a stomachache. Well, now I got to have to deal with that. Like, it's like, when it's not in line with what my perception of what normal is, I have a hard time with it, and I got to deal with it. And I'm really working hard at allowing things to be. And because ultimately I have zero control over the ever-changing flow of the universe. I have no control. This thing, even if I think I have everything under control in my little universe of my world, okay? Something could happen tomorrow and it just really snaps you back in the reality that you have no control. That doesn't mean don't have a plan. That doesn't mean, hey, maybe try to take care of yourself. Maybe try to steer your kids in the right direction as far as, you know, life. And again, I don't even always know what that direction is anyway. But understand that your control, really the only thing you control, I think I heard it said one time in a recovery meeting that the only thing I have control over is my reaction, my inaction, or my actions, my inactions, and my reactions, I think is what it was. And I'm very limited about what I can do. And what I'm trying to recognize now is understand that I don't have to be in control of everything all the time. Sometimes I can just allow things to be. I think I said on a podcast a while back, one of my podcasts, that just even something simple as going to the store with my kids. And then, because when we go to the store, a lot of times we're on my time. You know, we go in, I get what I need, and now let's get out of here. Well, they might be looking at something in an aisle. Not even that they want something, but they're just like, they're looking at something. And I can just take a minute and be like, hey, it's okay for they look at something for a minute. Why do we have to be on my time? Because again, I have to be in control of this perceived thing. And it can be very debilitating. And I think it can lead to more anxiety when things don't go the way I perceive them to go. Like even for me now, you know, being away from work, you know, I have a pretty hectic job and I make it way bigger than it is. I mean, it's not that big a deal. It's a little subcontracting company I work for. We work for builders. It's not the end of the world, but I need to just allow that job for a week to be there without me. And it'll do just fine. You know, when I get back, it'll all be there. And I can just enjoy like what I'm doing right now. You know, I have control over my feelings and what I'm doing. There's this story that maybe I think fits into this and you know, has to do with control or maybe fear or anxiety of things you do or do not want to happen. And I got to remember it here for a second, but it's a good one I like. It's this, it's an old man lives in, not even an old man, a guy in a village. And he's kind of known as the guy in the town that is pretty calm and doesn't get too crazy. And one day, his son they're out and they see this horse, this wild horse come flying along, and it's a beautiful horse, and they're able to grab it and tame it, and the people go to him and, "Hey, that's so great for you. You found this horse." And the guy just says, "Oh, we'll see." So then a few days later, his son is out on the horse, and all of a sudden the horse kicks the son off the horse. The horse kicks the son off, and he breaks his arm. And the people in the town go to him and say, "Oh, that's so unfortunate for you." And the guy says, "Ah, we'll see." A few days later, the army comes by to draft, and take all the young boys or the younger men, and his son fell into that age group, and they were going to take him to the army. And because his son had a broken arm, they said, "Oh, we're not going to take him." So then after they left, again, the people came to him. "Wow, you're so lucky. You're how fortunate. They didn't take your son to the army." And again, the guy said, "We'll see." And I guess the moral of that story isn't so much that he did not have feelings the way things would turn out. I just think he understood that his reactions to whatever the event was happening emotionally had zero to do with the event itself. Emotions do not equal actions. I mean, sometimes we can act on our emotions, but for the most part, if we're able to stop back and assess the situation, good or bad, I think that's the better place to be. I know for somebody like me, I can't afford to have these real constant up and down swings all the time, which I can definitely do quite a bit. I need to stay kind of in the middle and in reality. And that helps me deal with control, because ultimately I have zero control. And the more I understand that, and the more I realize that, and the more I try to practice that and be aware of it, the better I am. We start our games today, and I don't have any control how these games are going to turn out. I'm just going to sit there and enjoy it, and however it goes is how it goes. I'm not here for any reason. You've heard me say a while back that, birds get up every morning and go look for their food because that's just what they do. It's just in them. They're not looking for approval or applause or, approval from the universe, I guess, I don't need approval from the universe. That's not why I'm here as a human being. This consciousness that has evolved in my brain over time, that again I believe is physical and mechanical, likes to try to play tricks on me sometimes and give me this thought that you are in control. You are the one that is doing all this stuff. And I'm really not. I really don't think I am. I'm a passenger in this ever-changing flow of the universe. It doesn't mean I can't, direct my thinking certain ways. I definitely can. I talked about free will on the last podcast, and I still don't necessarily believe in true free will. But I definitely have an ability to guide myself into different ways of thinking, but all the while understanding that I have the brain that I have and be able to be accepting of that and deal with that, just like you would deal with any affliction. I mean, I look at, and I'm going to kind of wrap it up with this, but when it comes to control, I always wanted to not feel like I think that's why I used chemicals for so long, is I wanted to not have to feel anxiety or depression or worry or whatever. And when I took those chemicals, because my brain has that thing in it to that when I take the chemicals, I feel better, it worked for a while. But I'm just not willing to pay that price anymore. And when it comes to this control thing, I just need to understand that I have zero control. But it's okay. I mean, I have an affliction, if you want to call it an affliction. I have a brain that would be like any type of, I guess, so-called handicap, somebody who's paralyzed or somebody who is missing an arm or somebody who's dealing with some type of disease. Like, my brain just is the way it is, and I have to learn to live with that and not fight it. And when I'm able to do that, things go better. So, the vacation edition. Hopefully the audio is okay. I tested it before I started this one. I think this should be good. So, hope that all made sense. And if it didn't, hey, just my thoughts. Talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.